Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is a guy that joins us on a weekly basis, and I'm looking at Orrin. He's not quite ready yet. All right, we're going to grab him here in just a second. But, Mike, the question, and if you're just joining us, a couple of things have happened today with the Hawks. One, guy said, hey, we're leaving, and we'll see you guys in next season, but we don't know where this team is going to go. And Trae Young specifically said that he wants to be here when asked about the trade rumors, but he wants to win. And I think Steve is ready.
Yep.
The other thing that has happened, Steve, is the Atlanta Hawks are hiring help in the front office. And I'll just leave it there and let you explain, because so many people have already hit us up and said, Dukes and Bill, what's going on with the Hawks?
Well, first of all, before we start, let me congratulate you on, from what I understand, you're the highest rated drive time station for men in Atlanta.
Well, this is true. And we thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
And you're a big part of that, Steve.
You are.
I know I am. That's why I called, because I want to get paid. All right. I want a raise.
We got you. We got you. We'll take care of you.
Okay. I don't want money. I just want your friendship and affection, possibly some time spent together alone.
Okay. All right. We can handle that.
All right. Good.
Yeah, because Turtle and Orrin have already asked for more. So, yes, that's good. I'm glad you're not asking for more.
I don't need any financial remuneration. I'm looking for respect.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to help you get that.
And so is Hawks Nation.
Good.
So is Hawks.
Right,
we want respect.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Now, obviously, Trae was not 100%. We saw that he gave it the best effort he could, but obviously he took the brace off. He just couldn't get comfortable, and it was ugly at times.
Yes, but I'm trying to get an answer on this hire first and foremost. Can we start there?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
So what's
Kyle Korver, we brought on last year. And Kyle needs no introduction. He is passionate about player development, and he worked with guys, and Kyle Korver deserves so much credit for really, really working with Vic Creasy, working with Kobe Buffkin, working with Mo Gay, working with our younger guys. And a lot of it evidenced itself in College Park, but the work of basketball front office continues to grow. And one of the areas we needed was an assistant general manager, which we've just brought in, and I did not know it was announced. So I didn't see a press release. So are we talking rumor or official?
Woj dropped it about an hour and a half ago.
Ah, then it's official, because he runs all of our teams.
I've already posted Ansi Salah's bio from the NBA.com site. So
young man.
Yep.
And he's going to be focused on strategy and players and personnel. He's law degree, very, very bright guy. And, again, we needed experts in this area. I love what's going on with Kyle in development. Mm-hmm. And we are bringing Ansi on to help us, future plan. The business has gotten complex. One of the things I've been thinking about a lot as the season came to an end. Words are so easy to say. trade this guy. Mm-hmm. You're talking a very complex thing. You're talking about lives. You're talking about value. You're talking about complex salary cap. So while the emotion runs high, it's got to be strategy and planning. And that's what he's going to be heading for us. And I'm excited to continue to build our front office. We've got a lot of good young guys who understand today's NBA, and he's going to be an excellent addition.
Steve Kuhn is with us, guys, the Hawks CEO. A lot of our audience was wondering, does this diminish the role of Nick Ressler as far as the brain trust?
Well, Nick doesn't have an operating role. Nick is the alternate governor for the team. Mm-hmm. Nick works closely with Tony. He works very closely with me. And Nick doesn't have the traditional role or a job. Nick is, you know, an advisor to all of us and adds great value. So let's not take some of the crap written a couple of years ago and conflate it to this. It doesn't change anything.
Right. It was reported multiple sources last, it was December of 23, I believe, that he had a very large role. You're saying it's not that large. He does other things.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfair. Somebody always wants to point a finger at somebody. Nick Ressler adds so much value to our team. He is tremendous. He loves Atlanta. He loves the Hawks. And, you know, it's easy to pick on somebody. And he is not somebody who's done anything but brought value to this team. So, no, it's not a matter of him. He doesn't have the front office position of making decisions. It works with my group. He works with Landry's group. He works, like I said, as our governor. And he brings great value to our team and our enterprise.
Part of our discussion, Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO, now that the season is over, is, you know, we've seen 2 years, and this season was disjointed. I totally think most fans understand that with the injuries. But we've seen 2 seasons of DJ and Trey. And most fans, Steve, and I think you get the sense, like, they feel like this isn't working. How do you feel? Like, how does the organization look at that? And is that part of this evaluation process that you're talking about with the hires in the front office and having more eyes and more knowledge coming to help?
Yeah, I mean, you have two incredibly talented players, but I think everybody can see that what we had hoped and what we have delivered, there's a gap. And to blame it on our guards doesn't make any sense. It's the team hasn't done what we all hoped that they would do. So we're going to look at every piece of that. And while injuries are a factor, and you can't refute that factor, they're not an excuse. And so we have to look at all the pieces to make sure that they mesh well. You look at the Detroit Pistons of the early 90s, Isaiah Thomas was the only star on that team. Yeah. But everybody played a role, and they were better together. We've got to make sure that our players mesh and are better together. And I think for the last couple of years, there's a gap there.
Yeah, Steve, it's Steve Kuhn with us. We know the fan base is, you know, is dying for a winner. It's enough to remind you, we just felt like we're just treading water.
Yeah,
you know,
it's what I do for a living.
I mean, three years in a row of the play-in. We just want to get back to where, you know, we're considered, we thought we were on the cusp of becoming an elite team in this league. We just, from the fans' point of view, we didn't build on that success of 2021, whatever the circuit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Circumstances were.
Yeah, I listened to the program.
I'm sorry, that made me laugh. You're like, I know you idiots talk about this.
No, I mean, but I guess the fans would want to know. If it's as much as forthcoming as you can be, I mean, are all options
totally forthcoming?
Are all options on the table this offseason?
Of course, of course. Hmm. Why would there be a sacred cow?
Okay, all right.
You know, all options are on the table, but. Can I amend that? All smart options are on the table.
Right. Okay.
This isn't emotion. This is fact. This is strategy. This is planning. Not every move you make works. Right. Not every trade made in any sport works. Falcons just took a huge risk with bringing in a quarterback. Half the city hates it. Half the city loves it. We'll see who's right. And I think that's what makes sports so great, is that we don't know exactly how it's going to go. And there's highs and lows. And trust me, being in Chicago on Wednesday night was not fun. Coming back was not fun. Today's exit interviews were not fun. It's not where we want to be, but we're not going to just, like I said, go off and, you know, make deals for the sake of making deals. We will do what we think and what Landry believes is the best for the franchise, and we will all lock arms and we will go forward with it. And I'm very hopeful that we're having a different conversation next year. Very hopeful.
It's Steve Kuhnen. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We did not become the top rated radio station in men 25 to 54 without a little controversy.
This is fair. I totally agree, and we've created that. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve Kuhnen, our guest, guys, as he joins us, Hawks CEO, and we love it. By the way, our visits don't come to an end now that the season's over. And this is the beauty of having Steve on, because it goes beyond just our season, and there are so many other things that we talk to Steve about. But today, and obviously we're focused on the end of our season, and as you mentioned, those exit interviews. I want to ask you this about Trey. He said, and we've been playing this soundbite, Trey said, obviously I want to be here with all the rumors. And he said, I have no control over that, and he doesn't, about whether he's going to be moved or whatever. But he said, I want to be here, but I also want to win. And, Steve, sometimes I think fans hear that, and they go, yeah, but it's not happening, and you haven't been doing it. And it's like, dude, like, I don't know if you don't believe that about Trey. If we're not playing to win, Mike mentioned legacy earlier.
Right.
All of this matters to him. And I just want to, like, kind of get your opinion on this, because I know you probably know more than anybody that winning matters. Yeah, I get it. You know, it's nice to make a lot of money. But at the end of the day, all these guys, these stars want to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's – if you know Trey, he's the most competitive guy there is. He wants to win. DeJounte wants to win desperately. Money's great, but money doesn't build legacy, career. Money doesn't make people stand up in a restaurant and cheer for you. Winning does. Winning does. You know, I mean, I can say the words Sid Slid. Mike Bell, what was I talking about?
You're talking about the Braves against the Pirates, man. Winning. Legacy. Right.
Legacy. That's right. Winning. Trey Young has it in his DNA. So when I hear that stuff, you know, I'm not really fat. I have extraordinarily thick skin, you know, and you have to when you do what I do for a living. You have to have thick skin because it's just not accurate. It's not right. Trey wants to win. Do we have all the pieces? The evidence is on the court. No, we did not have all the pieces. This young man at 23 years old led us to the conference finals, and a misplaced referee changed our direction of this franchise. We have to get that back, and we have every intention of doing it. But don't ever, ever doubt Trey Young's desire to win. And he also loves it here, right. Loves it here, you know. But this is a business. LeBron James has traded, you know, changed franchise multiple times. And at the end of the day, you know, we will do what we believe is the best thing for our franchise, our city, and the people who deserve it the most are our fans. The support we had this year was phenomenal. Virtually every game was sold out, people on their feet. And we want to win this in the worst way for our fans. and we've got to get back on track. That's obvious.
Right.
Now, that's the one thing about sports, guys. The record speaks for itself.
No, see, everything. There's nothing written, you can't argue with anything you just said. I just worry about Trey at some point feeling, look, my legacy, to Carl's point, is not going to happen here in Atlanta. I've got to go to another city where I'm going to carve out a championship. And, for instance, like the Olympic team just came and went, and he's not on it. Grant Hill works in both the organization with the Hawks and U.S. basketball, and it's like, wow, why? How can Trey not get traction?
Because Grant Hill has to be so above everything else, and you go look at the 12 gentlemen who made that, I'm not sure there's – except one or two, even in their 20s.
Yeah, they're going for Kyrie Irving's not on the team. A lot of folks are questioning that too. So not just Trey.
I think you got to take a hard look, because Grant's one of our owners doesn't mean we have an inside track. If anything, in some ways, it's harder to avoid situations like you're inferring.
Right.
You know, so Trey Young is, I think, the most exciting dynamic athlete in this city, and has got a burning desire to win. And it's up to us collectively to put a team on the floor that brings Atlanta the excitement that we created before. And I promise you, we will do it again. But the record speaks for itself this year.
Yeah. No, listen, and this is why we appreciate your honesty. I think why fans admire you coming on and saying, hey, this ain't it. We got to be better. We got to do better. And
well, I was trying to sneak out by bragging about your ratings and hoping y'all would have your head so full you would have said, okay, have a good weekend, Steve. And that plan didn't
work. Well, it almost worked.
So I went to plan B. Let me just tell you what the truth is.
Yeah, I was so caught up when you were like, hey, you guys are the best. We'll see you next week.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm here in Hall of Fame, Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, right. Listen,
that's what we're shooting for, man.
We hope so. I'll tell you this. The playoffs will be fun. We'll talk about that next week because we're up against it. Well, no, listen.
I mean, we're not in it, but it'll be fun.
It'll be fun to watch. I mean, you know, I wish we were in it, but we'll get into all of that and what this thing looks like next week with you. Thank you so much, Steve.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.